Let's go out to the Comcast Business Hotline. If we're going to wake him up, we might as well go to him right away, right?
Yeah.
That's Mike Missanelli, the Lord of the Afternoon. What's happening, Mike? Good morning,
sir. What's going on, fellas?
Man, it's a beautiful morning.
It is?
Yes.
Well, we don't know.
I don't see any suns, right? What's up?
I mean, every day I wake up, it's beautiful.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
It's more metaphorically beautiful, I think, today than literally. We don't know if it's even raining out there yet or not, man. We're trying to make sense of what happened over the weekend. The Philadelphia Phillies blow a 5-game series against the Mets. What are your thoughts?
You're all bothered by this.
I am. I'm agitated this morning.
I don't understand you. Listen, baseball's not like Tiger Woods in the heyday, where every time he teed up, he's going to win. It doesn't happen that way in baseball. Sometimes you lose games.
Okay, you can speak to this with your knowledge of the game. Why does it feel like this team this year loses to teams that they shouldn't and beat teams, at least competes with teams that they should not as well?
Well, like, you overvalue this team, first of all. Like, they're an okay team. They're not a great team. They're not a team that should every time go out win series. They're not that good. Their collective average is not good. Their defensive metrics aren't good. Their top two pitchers have kind of carried them with occasional contributions from the other three. Like, what do you expect of this team? They're the 96 Yankees?
No, I don't expect the 96 Yankees. I expect a team that had a 1-2 game lead atop the NL East to be able to sustain that at the very least with an opportunity. And they did some things to go out there and improve their team at the deadline. At the very least, Mike, I would think that they can win the NL East.
Well, they're going to win the NL East.
All right, well, I feel a little
bit
better.
There we go.
But you're, like, reacting to every loss. You can't do that during a baseball season. Like, the Braves lost. So, like, what are they doing? They blowing it, too?
Well, I think getting swept by the Rockies is a little different than losing 3 or 5 to the Mets.
All right, the Phillies won 2 games in this 5-game series. You look at it that way.
The glass is half full.
These are all Major League teams that occasionally put out good starting pitchers. And the Mets did that, right? So, like, you know, the kid last night was a little unexpected, but at Pavetta gave up RPGs last night.
Correct.
I mean, I've never seen, and it was echoing in the stadium because it was that small minor league stadium. It felt like bombs were going off from the line drives he was giving up last night. But the one thing I did hear you say, and I think you're definitely right on this, they should have made more effort to grab Happ or Hamels or Machado. And
yes.
They were preserving their prospects. And they didn't realize that, you know, that may have put them over the top. And that's disappointing.
Yeah, if you look at what they could do, and we'll go on what you're saying, which is the win the NL East, the playoffs, here we are assuming that it's going to be the defense or it's going to be the inconsistent offense. But the lack of that third consistent arm that they could have addressed, and it doesn't look like it's going to be Pivetta or Velasquez because they're so up and down. Like, that could be their undoing, which is crazy as it sounds.
Yeah, I don't think that they took Hamill seriously. And he got reborn when he went to Chicago, and he's pitching well. Happ has been consistent the whole time. So they just don't want to give up prospects. They're going, you know, the prospects to me, you give away a good prospect, you develop another one. You know, it's not the prospect cap is not going to be turned off if you're continuing to draft and continuing to scout in the Latino countries.
We've got Mike Missanelli on record right now. It's August 20th. If the Philadelphia Phillies do not win the NL East, they're out of the playoffs. What's your reaction going to be?
Mildly disappointed.
You could keep mild.
Listen, this is. I look at this team and I go, it's a freaking miracle that they've hung up in first place that long because they're not that good. And so, like, I can't have my expectations, like, over the moon for a team that I think is just, you know, they're okay. They're not a great team right now. And they're going to be a great team when they add better players in the offseason. They have a ton of money to do it. So they're on the way there. If they don't get there this year, it's not going to devastate me. I'm going to be a little disappointed, but it's not going to devastate me.
All right. We've been talking also when it comes to the NFL and Trey Thomas, even Mike Pereira, we played this clip. They're doing their best to try to back us off the ledge because it's beyond the helmet rule. I know you saw this play Saturday night with the Vikings and Jaguars. It's gotten to the point where I'm concerned, Mike, that the general officiating, the way in which the officials are approaching the game is fundamentally shifting beyond just the helmet rule.
Yeah. You're like the king of overreaction. I love you.
Did you not see that hit Saturday night?
I know everybody's in an uproar over this thing. They're overcalling these things to get a mindset
in there,
just like they did 3 years ago with the defenseless receiver. They're overcalling it. They're not going to take touchdowns away during the regular season because a running back plows in there and a guy stops them at the goal line. They're not going to call those kind of. They're going to call this stuff between the 20s. They're not going to call it when it's a scoring play.
The helmet rule aside, we saw Saturday night, that had nothing to do with the helmet. My problem is that violent hits, as clean as they may be, are looking to be outlawed. And you know what? I'll meet you halfway. While it may not happen now, while it may not happen week 6 of this season, do you not at least see that, like, this is the early stages, the precursor to remove these hits?
No.
You're crazy.
That's what I've been trying to tell you. I don't understand
all this fanfare. They're obviously trying to put a mindset in here in the preseason, and the game's going to level off just like it always does. And you know, everybody's predicting, oh, it's going to be the end of football. They're taking away the hits. It's going to be, you know, they have to put flags in their pocket. All this nonsense. And then they still watch the game. You know, so it's not going to deplete the popularity of the game.
I agree on that.
They're just trying to save guys' brains.
No, listen,
you know,
I don't.
Guys that come out of the game with scrambled eggs.
Listen, I don't have a problem with what they're doing, and I don't look at this like, okay, I'm going to stop watching the game. What I'm trying to tell Trey this morning and others out there is that this is the precursor to getting to the flags and getting to removing a lot of the violence from the game. It has to start somewhere.
Why do you pick things to worry about? You gotta chill out, brother, in life. you grab stuff and like fret over stuff.
I've been trying to tell him
this is my outlet.
I chill out.
I've been trying to tell him.
It's gonna be fine, bro.
I'm gonna hold you to this, okay?
I've been trying to tell you.
We're not gonna fall into this deep abyss. And that's going to be the end of civilization. It's going to be okay, Todd.
Well, listen, I'm more concerned about the end of civilization than I am about the end of the NFL.
No, I think you're putting the one in the same. It's like a football day leads to the end of civilization.
All right, I got to get your comments on a couple of quick things. First, we had a tough, tight break. I was trying to prep the show as we continue moving forward. I didn't have time to run out to the bathroom. Jamie Lynch caught me brushing my teeth in the communal sink. That's filthy and hasn't been cleaned in over 3 years.
Yeah.
Violation or no?
That's a total violation. Dude, you can run down the hall to a bathroom and do it. What do you mean you didn't have enough time?
Yes,
I'm just trying to figure out why it wasn't done before you even leave the house.
30 seconds to run down to the bathroom?
God, it takes me longer to brush my teeth than 30 seconds. You should be doing it to the tune of Happy Birthday.
Then you wait for the next break.
Well, I ate breakfast. I was trying to be a good co-host here.
Yeah,
and I have chocolate in my mouth.
Well, maybe you can't be spitting your mouth germs in the sink there, in the kitchen sink.
I washed it out.
What are you, a rube?
And you know me. All right, and finally here, Mike Misnelli, I got to get your thoughts on this as well. There is a serious death actually causing heat wave in Colombia, and the local government is trying to remove sex as a way in which people can stay alive. Now, here in Philadelphia, you've had this conversation. We've had these conversations on our shows. People would call up and say, I'd give up sex for a year, for 5 years, if the Eagles win the Super Bowl. But we're past that. I don't know if at this point a heat wave would be enough for me or anybody else to kind of give that up.
It's the first salient point you've made in my conversation with you. You know, this is a great country. They don't want to give up marijuana or cocaine, but they want to give up sex. Yeah, it's a weird dynamic. You're right about that.
We'll end on that.
We go out on a good note, Ethan.
I love it. And anybody who's been to Colombia or seen what comes out of Colombia, it would be very difficult to not partake in that, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Mike, right. Now, real quick, can you tell us anything about this major announcement
today?
We
have a big announcement that has to do with Ben Simmons.
Ooh.
And how you can get to actually cozy up with Ben.
Wow.
Yes, sir. We're giving you the details of how you can actually meet Ben Simmons.
And there's another announcement on top of that.
There is?
Yeah, you've got two coming your way, brother.
I have two announcements.
You do. Maybe Tyrone has the other one.
They have it. Well, Tyrone's not in this week.
Oh, well, Salchus. Yeah, it ain't going to be him.
Yeah, Salchus doesn't know.
It's probably Natalie, then, if you don't.
It's hermetically sealed. When I get in, I guess I have to open it.
All right, brother. We'll be listening at 3 o'clock, man. All thanks.
Right. You got it. All right, guys.
Mike on the Comcast Business Hotline.
See, they didn't even trust him with the second one.